Hi, I'm Bea Brooks.
And I'm Allie Bourgeois.
Welcome to Yogi and the Bee.
Yeah, welcome everybody.
Episode 9.
Episode 9 is fine.
Okay. Always start with that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Crazy fun. Hard to believe.
We're in person today.
We're together.
Yes, we are.
Why is that? What's happening after we finish this?
Well, it is officially Bee's birthday because she's here. Oh, I have made a vegan enchilada casserole that I think it's going to be really great.
I'm looking forward to it.
And I made an Italian apple cake.
Per my request.
And one for her to take home.
Oh, my Lord. Now, this is not helping my Weight Watchers goal.
Well, you need to take one home. That just seems fair.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I look forward to it.
I put the bell in the bag.
Oh. Okay. Do you take Venmo?
I do.
Okay. All right. So anyway, yes. So I am here because we're about to party.
Yes, we are.
But wanted to get this out to you all. How was your Mother's Day, Allie?
My Mother's Day was great. I got to speak to Stuart in Vietnam for a solid hour. It was fabulous because we had not had the opportunity because he's 12 hours ahead.
I know, it's so crazy.
It makes it really nuts. So that was lovely. And I got to talk to Charlie Mack and yeah, really fabulous day. But I missed Charlie Mack's meditation on Zoom because I was talking to Stuart. So a little mommy guilt, but mommy guilt, it's a real thing, you know?
Oh.
You want your kids to know.
Feel balanced. Or
oh my gosh, 100%. Mm. Yes.
And you got to see your mama?
I got to see my mama last weekend, and it was really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was having a good day, and yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Sweet.
And you felt grief, I'm sure, on this Mother's Day.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But just try to turn that into grateful, and that's all we can do. Yeah. How lucky I am.
Is it just 2 years now?
2 years, yeah.
Wow.
Second one.
Listen, Carolyn's like watching us right now saying, go girls, go.
She would be beside herself with all this. And maybe I'm sure she's listening
anyway. She's right here. She's right here.
Our biggest fan.
Yes.
So we are slowly but surely getting some topic requests or suggestions. And so one of those was a listener who is one of your yoga students, I think.
She is. Her name is Maddie, and she's super excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good. And so she wanted to know, and I kind of do too, because as long as I've known you, I don't think I really know how, why, or exactly how all this happened, but just kind of your journey to become a yoga instructor and how and why and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I hope it'll be exciting and not too boring, but I think we were talking about last episode that it started at the church, at the Druid Hills Presbyterian Church.
You seem to think so, yes.
Yes, and my mother was into it big time.
Isn't that so funny?
Oh, my gosh.
Early 70s?
Yes. Early 70s, not early 60s.
Right, because we weren't born yet, but you said that in our yoga class on Monday. But it's fine. We'll shift. Just move up 10 years.
Yeah. So my mother got into it so much, and that was something I was good with because my mother was told leaving gymnastics at the Y in Decatur, walk into the car. She said, you know what? The teacher said that this is not for you. We don't need to go back again. And bless. I think it had a lot to do with my fear of falling on my face.
Yes.
Comes from the accident right. with the swing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was good at that. I was good at yoga.
Wow.
And my mom, and I will put this in our links, a picture of my mother doing the lion pose.
Unbelievable.
And she would do it all the time. I really think that it helped with her Southern Moultrie angst of not being able to say what she felt and also being a preacher's kid. So she did that roar all the time, which was scary. Yeah. But I always knew the poses. They kind of stayed with me. And then I went to England, working as a chef, right. got married, right. had a baby. Well, I got pregnant and I was told that I couldn't have children. I don't know if I've ever told you that before.
I do not think so.
So I got pregnant and I felt such joy because I always wanted to have children. And the boy's dad married me thinking I couldn't have children.
Oh, wow.
So joy, joy, joy. And I felt a little anxious. I felt like I need some direction. So it's something that I was going to the natural health system. I can't remember what it's called. I will put a link about it. But they have classes for you for free.
This is in London.
In London. Uh-huh. And we were living in Buckingham. We had a flat there. And I started to bleed a little bit. So my doctor said, if you keep this commute going to London as a chef every day, you're going to miscarry.
Oh, God.
So I kind of felt fragile. My whole pregnancy, I felt a little bit fragile. So we rented out our condo, never got a cent for it, by the way. Good story for later. And we rented one in Islington, which was a really easy commute past Buckingham Palace to go to Hyde wow. Park Corner. And at this free class for couples.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. There was a flyer outside the door that said active. No. That came later. Prenatal yoga. Wow. And I signed up immediately. And the teacher that I had was such a life-changing experience for me because she was so nurturing. It wasn't like an exercise situation. It was a mother taking care of us, which I've always needed. So her name was Yvonne Moore. And my husband at the time lost his job. I mean, it was a stressful pregnancy just because of what was going on with him. But this teacher said to me, it's going to be free. Your yoga is going to be free. The active birth class that she taught was free because she was just that girl. So when I left with my baby 4 weeks old with the cutest, oh my gosh, Bea, remind me to show you. I will take a picture and put it on our wall on Instagram. The picture of Stuart at 4 weeks old in his passport photo.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah. So I was...
Because you traveled pregnant?
4 weeks old, I was getting out of London. I was like, I am out of here. I'm not going to have a baby in this country. So he was 4 weeks old and we took off and came home. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, by yourself?
With Robert.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. And two cats.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Wow. The expense of that. Let's talk about that another time. But I was so into the yoga and the whole experience that Yvonne had done for me that I said to her, I want to be you. I want to do this. I want to nurture women. I've been a nurturer my whole life. I've been a caregiver, but I couldn't imagine doing that for a job.
Yeah.
So she told me, you know, the training actually was like in either Virginia, North Carolina, or Tennessee.
one of those.
And so I looked it up. No computers back then, guys. I somehow found it. And Robert was like, that was the boy's dad. No, you're not going to do that. I mean, it was a long way and I was demand feeding. And so I didn't do that, but I kept up with my yoga. I did Pierce program in Atlanta. Great yoga studio. If you are looking for a studio experience, my experience is not a studio. So I did yoga there when I got back. So you can see I was really just, it was pulling me in. Went to Madison, no yoga studios, nothing. So I just did my own thing. My sister contacts me one day and said, Mom and Dad are paying for me to do a yoga teacher training in, where was it? It doesn't matter, Hilton Head. Would you go along and keep me company and just do the training? And I was like, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I went along and I was just the crazy clown the whole weekend because I wasn't taking it seriously.
Right.
And, you know, we get our certificate and I come home and I'm like, you know what? I really feel great doing this. I think I'm going to ask friends to come over. So I had some friends come over and I just kind of went through everything that I had learned and I had this book that I was following and I saw their bodies start to change.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So I got addicted. So I asked.
Could you do that with your friends? I mean, I guess. Were you technically certified or if they weren't paying you? You know what I mean? Like,
yes, I was not able to be paid until I did my service hours. So, I had to keep a list of all the hours that I did. So I started teaching at the church, the Episcopal Church in Madison. And, I got my hours in, I sent it to Yoga Fit and they okayed me to be a yoga teacher. And I loved it.
Wow.
I loved it. Yeah. And then next thing you know, stopped teaching at the church for some weird reason. And then my students saw me out one day and said, would you please teach us? And I was like, I don't think I'm going to be doing that anymore. They pushed me to do it. And from there on, things kind of went nuts. So that's how I started yoga.
And in Madison, you had an Airbnb and then also used that as a yoga studio?
Oh, my gosh.
Private lessons or?
B, that's pretty hilarious. So I ran the bed and breakfast. I had committed to keeping the bed and breakfast running because we had had this addition and I needed to do it. And I was teaching yoga in the living room. Now, picture this. I would make a fire in the fireplace. Oh. I would move out the ottoman and we could fit three people in there. I mean, I was rocking it because I was big into meditation and big into spiritual work and the fire crackling and I was using crystals. I mean, it was just magical.
And that's when the oils came.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me and my gypsy bag of oils.
Oh, my gosh. Essential oils, yes.
Swear by them. Still.
So what happened was I was doing so well with teaching the yoga and meditation. I mean, I had the people at Amici's paying me through pizza. I mean, it just took off.
That's awesome.
I didn't know what to do with it. So my husband reached out to me. He said to me at Christmas, he said, baby, I want you to move back into the bed and breakfast. You are doing so well. Let's turn that into a yoga studio January 1st. I cried.
You were so happy.
I was so happy. So I just felt like I was being rewarded, you know? Yeah.
And then when did you, like how many years into your teaching did you start to branch out and get trained in all the different types.
Okay.
Because I don't think people know, the general public, also known as myself, don't really understand how many different categories or levels or types there are. And there's training for each.
My first training was ridiculous. It was called Yoga Fit. I didn't know.
It sounds like Planet Fitness.
I mean, right? I didn't know Hatha Yoga. I didn't know. I mean, I knew nothing really except how to teach yoga. I didn't know the background of it. I didn't really know the spiritual part of it that is taught. And I was teaching Paige, who was my eye doctor, and she looked at me one day and she said, you could be so much more. Yeah. And I said, you think so? I feel like I'm not smart enough to go and like do a real training. And she said, you are smart enough and you need to go because you are rocking this. And this is when I was still in the living room.
Right.
And so Charlie Mack was about to start his senior year at Morgan County. And we were very close. And I was feeling like, I'm going to do this. So while he was having his senior year, it took me a year to do a big training, a 200 hours. So that's real.
Jeez,
nobody should be teaching until they do at least their 200 and maybe not until their 500. So ask that, guys. Ask the question, how long have you been trained? Mm-hmm. What is your training? Can I see your certificate? I had just moved Stuart to Yogaville up in Virginia, and I didn't know what was going on with Stuart yoga-wise and spiritual-wise. He was off the chart. I didn't understand it. So the teacher training that I chose was Rahasya, Krama yoga, I believe. And I mean, I didn't know what Ashtanga was, and they were both Ashtanga teachers. But vinyasa, the flow, to flow with breath, you know how I'm always saying inhale, exhale, that comes from Ashtanga, but it's more regimented. Ashtanga, you're kind of on your own. You just do what you do. Hatha yoga is more what you do with me, which is just on the mat, consciously stretching. There's so many, and breathing. Yes. There's so many different types of yoga. So I did the 200 with vinyasa, Ashtanga. And then I was like, I am so hungry for more. So then I did yin yoga, and yin yoga was 100 hour. I had the best teacher in the entire world. Just, oh my gosh, lovely man. Biff.
And where was that?
Biff was his name. He went all over the place. So I did one in Yogaville with him. I did another one up at Omega. He was just incredible. And then there was so much yoga-like processing in Madison that I was like, my students started to do trainings. Mm-hmm. And this one guy became, you know, a teacher. And I was like, wait, we're the same hours. I need to be. I just think that's important that a teacher is always learning. So I went to where my teacher went, which was Asheville Yoga.
Okay.
And let me tell you, that changed my whole life. I went from vinyasa to yin to blow your mind yoga with all of these amazing teachers. So you would go and you would do a restorative weekend. You would do a hatha yoga week immersion. So you would be with all of these teachers. So you have this little snack from brilliant people that were teaching me. And my last class was actually with my favorite teacher in the entire world. And I still follow her. I still train with her now. So did that explain anything? There are tons of practices.
Right.
Iyengar is the best yoga practice out there. If you have physical issues, find an Iyengar teacher. They do it precisely. No, that's a training that I can't imagine doing it.
And you've had yoga retreats. Tell me what that's about.
Yes. That
cook
is
for everybody.
Yeah. Cook for people. It almost feels the way that I lead a retreat almost feels like a teacher training. So, and you have to be in the mind for that.
Right.
Some people just want to go and chill and meet people.
Right.
I'm like, we're hunkering down and we're going to learn this. And we might spend a whole day on one thing, like chakras or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting because I wonder if when you were talking about your mom and the whole lion pose thing, do you feel like that it is a way for you to, I mean, I know it probably doesn't seem like work, but I know it's physically challenging. But do you feel like it's a way that you can express yourself and de-stress for yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Even when you're teaching?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Listen, I had one of my closest students, Barbara. We spend like 30 minutes talking before a Zoom. I can't explain how she and I have bonded through Zoom. But she said to me the other day, I was listening to the podcast and you were talking about ADHD and B being ADD. She said, I'm a trained therapist. I don't think that she's retired. I don't think that you're ADHD at all. I have this book right here. So she's reading the book and I'm like, yes, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. And she went, what? And I'm like, you don't see me behind the scenes. Before I teach a class,
right.
I'm doing 20 things yes. at once,
yep.
getting prepared. And then when I sit in this room and I close that door, I'm a yogi. And she said, that is unbelievable. And I said, it was yoga.
Yeah.
I had a chiropractor that was just unbelievably kind to me. Her name is Elise and she's in Madison. She looked at me one day and she said, first of all, you need to be charging. I wasn't charging when I started. And she said, it's an energy exchange. You need to be charging. It's like, okay, that was really hard. And then she said, I see that you're on all of these medicines for ADHD. Can I help you get off of those? And I said, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of saved my marriage. I don't know. And she said, I will hold your hand and guide you through this. And we're going to use essential oils. So I was able to come off. I'm telling you guys, I was on something to help with the, you know, jittery Adderall. I was on Strattera. I was on this medicine for seizures.
I had no idea.
Oh my gosh. So she held my hand. She gave me lots of adjustments. And I had a regime that I did every morning and every night with essential oils.
Yeah.
And I really got into yoga.
Yeah.
And I'm not medicated, guys.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. So give yoga a chance. If you do take meds, would you have that experience with the chiropractor leading you down that road? No, I'm not going to mess with that. If it's good med, do it. But if you have somebody walking you through, it is doable.
That's amazing.
It is, isn't it? Thank you, Elise.
Do you think that yoga helped you with your childbirth and...
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay, because...
Oh my gosh.
You're not the norm. She had natural childbirth, by the way.
Yes.
That's unheard of.
Two.
I've never had any kind, but from what I hear, it ain't fun.
Yvonne, and this is back in the... early 90s where we had the book Penelope Leach, and it was all about the child. And we raised the people that are walking around now, late 20s, early 30s, where they ran the show. Everything was demand. You were there for your child. You had the family bed. You did everything. But she taught me not to be afraid. And in England, we came up with birthing rights or a birthing list where you had everything written down that you would not be okay with, and they had to follow that. So I had a midwife. I actually had Princess Di's midwife.
What?
For free. For free.
For free.
At the Oxford Radcliffe Hospital. Oxford's John Radcliffe Hospital. I will tag that. So I was in a birthing pool. I mean, it was just that era and time England-wise where the French had the birthing pool, so they had it in this amazing, almost like a private hospital experience, and it was free.
It's amazing.
So I wasn't afraid of anything.
Yeah.
I had the training that I needed from Yvonne. Yeah, I was good to go.
I don't think I knew that the yoga started that early in your life. I think I just thought while you were in Madison and you were like, oh, well, bed and breakfast, whatever, let's try something different. I had no idea it started that long ago.
Well, this was a good conversation.
I mean,
then.
I'm learning some stuff.
Well, yay.
No, seriously, I think that's awesome. And you're really good at it. And you are very nurturing and very, and I'm doing it with you via Zoom. I'm not even physically with you, but just listening to you, and it's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And it's helped me with a lot of things, but more than anything is it makes me concentrate on my breathing. I may have said this before, but I'm a big breath holder, mm-hmm. especially when I'm stressed.
Yeah.
And so my mind just switches to let it out.
Yeah.
You know, and it is amazing.
Talk about it, because even if somebody just, they don't have time for yoga, or if they don't have time to, or if they're physically not able to do yoga, guys, you have seated yoga. I mean, there's so many things that you can do. Find a yoga class, please. But mindfulness training.
Right.
I mean, you have the access of all that stuff on your phone.
Yep.
I mean, there are no excuses to not take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And I sent B something that my chiropractor sent Marjorie, that Marjorie forwarded to me. Fabulous. And I will share
the
link.
The one you sent me yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It was the best podcast I've heard in a long time about mental health and our response to trauma, and that we don't even realize was trauma in our childhood, and how it's based on Western medicine. But I tell you, we will tag that as well.
And talking to Stuart next week, that would be a great opportunity. I've sent that to him, but he is my child that really sees the value in plant medicine.
Yeah.
So we could talk to him about that. But guys, ADHD, I mean, he's talking about how perhaps I have that genetically. It's not in my family.
No.
And how about you? Did anything resonate with you from childhood?
Everything. But this doctor is talking about, it's not always genetics. In fact, 9 times out of 10, it isn't. It's our reaction to our body's response to what we experience as children, and we don't realize how we cope with it when it happens.
Right.
And so the characteristics of ADHD or ADD for me are because of something I didn't want to deal with, or things weren't talked about, or you just kind of bing, bing, bing all over the place. Anyway, we're about to go over our time limit, but this has been...
You know, just one thing. I know we are running over, but do you think that me telling you about the no Santa Claus and sex maybe is the reason you have ADD? Do you think so?
Way to go.
Well, you're well. But, I mean, I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry.
But I feel like you're sowing your oats, so to speak, because now you're teaching me yoga and it's all coming by.
Okay.
Trying to balance me out.
Sure. All right.
Guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate,
review,
download,
follow,
Share, anything you can.
Now, listen, I had somebody say to me the other day, the person that wanted the yoga talk, Maddie, who's about to go to Scotland and England. I'm so excited for her. She said that she tried to do a review. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a little step that y'all need to know about. So her name had already been taken in the Apple iPod world. So you're going to have to come up with a silly name and then continue on in the process. If your name is already taken, she might be Maddie Boohoo or Maddie, I love Irish music, you know? And then keep on going. You can do it.
You can do it.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Okay, listen, I got to get to my party.
Yes, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. Bubbles and bye-bye.
Namaste.